The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, a subsidiary of American Water. American Water serves more than 14 million people across the country through regulated operations in 14 states and 18 military installations. Learn more at amwater.com. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
Well, let's talk about eggplant. I know a lot of people might not have grown up with a lot of eggplant, or they might have known about like eggplant parmesan, but it is a really delicious, versatile vegetable that I think it's overlooked, and it's one of my favorite additions to my summer table.
What are the varieties that are available at the Lexington Farmers Market?
We have the Italian or European style eggplant, which are large and you just need one or two for an entire recipe. And then there are more of the Thai or Asian varieties, tend to be a little skinnier or sometimes even more of that a prototypical egg shape, and they're smaller and you use several of them in a dish. Sometimes we don't want to turn an oven on this time of year, so I was really racking my brain about what kind of recipe I could suggest. And what came to mind was steak fries. Take some of those ideas of making a thick cut steak fry shaped eggplant piece out of one of those Italian eggplants, coating it with flour and some Italian breadcrumbs and Parmesan, and then putting it in the air fryer, letting that cook and crisp up, and then you can dip it in some marinara. So you're not turning on the oven for hours and hours, but you're getting some of that same fresh flavors, maybe finish it off with a chiffonade or some little slivers of basil, and I think that would be a really good side. It makes such a delicious dip. If you are a hummus fan, there's a very similar dish called baba ganoush. It is so light and refreshing. Basically, the start of the same way that you would for the Indian curry. You can roast your eggplant, or you can use an air fryer. They're so popular and versatile now. Cook the eggplant until it's over fork tender, just a little bit past done, and then you'll either smash it in a mortar pestle, or you can use food processor. Add some garlic, olive oil, lemon juice. If you like it a little spicy, you can add some cayenne pepper or something like that. There are all kinds of recipes available depending on which part of the Mediterranean you want to model your dip over. It's really easy. Take some pita bread, or if you don't have pita bread, you can put it on just a regular loaf of sliced Italian bread that you've toasted up, and it works just as well. And it's just really great.
That makes me hungry just thinking about it. Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about eggplants at the farmer's market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. Do you have any idea why they call it eggplant?
Yeah, I do. A little bit. One of the varieties early on looked like a little white bulb. Now we typically think of eggplant as being this purple, especially the Italian eggplants, this purple large fruit, but it originally started off as a tiny egg-looking thing. And so I think that that is the aubergine that people first saw, which is the French name and what people in England call it, looked much more like a little tiny white egg growing on a plant.
Is there any raw preparation for eggplant, or is it all pretty much cooked?
It's pretty much all cooked. It's not really recommended that you eat a lot of dishes with raw eggplant. There are some salads that people can make. There's a Cambodian and a Lao style fresh salad that includes eggplant uncooked. But in general, it's recommended that you cook it first. If we're going to switch to the Asian style, I think that a really great way to get into the flavors of eggplant, it can be a little less forgiving if you're trying to make the eggplant parmesan, but is to go ahead and make a dish like a curry where you're already trying to cook it down and make it soft, and you want more of that texture and that sweet vegetable flavor. There's all kinds of Indian curries, and I'll just give you basically a quick rundown of Banging Barda, which is one of the main dishes that you can order at many of the restaurants around here. And it's a smoked or grilled eggplant that's then been taken and stewed in tomatoes and roasted onions and curry leaves and curry powder. And it gets down to a nice, like, rich sauce that you then can ladle over rice. And it uses a lot of fresh ingredients like garlic, eggplant, onion, and you just stew that down, and then you can put it over rice. It's so delicious, so easy. The great thing about it is if you're cooking a steak on the grill, you can throw on the eggplant with some oil, save it in a Ziploc bag in the freezer until the next time you get the urge to cook it, pull it out, and then you can throw it into your curry, let it soften up, and you've already had the smoky flavor, you already have the eggplant par-cooked, and it's really easy.
There's got to be some tricks, though, because eggplant is full of a lot of moisture. So what are some of the tricks? If you're going to, say, cut it into fries, what do you got to do?
20 years ago, the advice would have been, for especially the Italian eggplants, slice them first, sprinkle them with a little salt, lay them on some paper towel, and let that salt and paper towel draw out the moisture. The varieties of eggplant that we're growing now don't require as much time or salt. What I would say is slice them, maybe put them on some paper towel to let the outside of them air dry some, but you don't need to go through that whole seeping out the bitter insides of the eggplant like you did with the varieties that were growing in the 90s and the early aughts.